Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Thursday, August 10th, 2017. Welcome to episode 21 of Amy Talks About Stuff. In my episode for Wednesday, August 9th, I promised that I would explain Nebraska tourism as my main topic. So I will do it, and before I get into that, I'd like to explain, I am recording live from Legends of Claytonia Bar in Claytonia, Nebraska. It's about 4:30 p.m. on a Wednesday. They told us on the passport the bar was going to be open at 4. We came here at 4. We came in the side door. And we're waiting for there to be any other signs of life here. So that's my funny story for today. To get back to why we're here to get one of our 80 Nebraska passport stamps this year. Let me start at the beginning of explaining Nebraska tourism, which is my main topic for today. Every year, the Nebraska Tourism Commission has a program where they recruit 80 businesses that are around the state of Nebraska, and it's by no means hard to get 80 businesses. There are certainly plenty of them that are interested in participating. And they have their graphic designer make up 10 stamps, one for each tour, and each tour has a different icon. And it's 10 different tours every year, and each one has a new icon every year. So the 80 businesses that are chosen every year are organized into these 10 tours of 8 businesses each, and all of their information, like their addresses and hours and things, are printed in the Nebraska Passport Booklet, which is a paper booklet, and a crate of them is shipped to every single one of those 80 businesses in time for the beginning of the passport program on May 1st every year. The idea is to encourage people to visit more parts of the state that they might not have otherwise visited. And it is a lot of fun, and all these relatively out-of-the-way places are always absolutely worth visiting. This is my third year participating in the Nebraska Passport Tour. I think I got 20-some-odd stamps both of the first 2 years. I'm debating going for all 80. I'd still kinda like to, but I am rapidly running out of time. And as you know, all my free time this month is going to be taken up getting costumes ready for Dragon Con. However, I do have until September 30th to get the remaining 26 stamps? Yes, this one is my 54th. Legends of Claytonia will be my 54th stamp, so that means I'd have 26 still to get. And I know I am going to get 3 of them on my way down to Kansas City in 2 weeks. So I love that this is Legends Bar and Grill and is listed in the passport booklet as Legends of Claytonia, which I think is the best name. It sounds like it should be the name of an RPG video game or something.
Yeah, I'd say, Amy, I'd say it probably lives up to the billing right now, because you have this little town, Claytonia. It's a small town in a consolidated school with Wilbur, Nebraska, which we just came from, which is also a great town, by the way. Mm-hmm. And you've got this, in this town of maybe 500 people, I haven't looked up for sure, you have this spreading plaza of a bar. These guys got basically a facsimile of the entire town out back, an outdoor plaza of, I'm going to say maybe about 2,000 square feet, plenty of tables, brick parkade walk on. He's got a bar section of the establishment, a restaurant section, and we're in right now. Lots of pictures of area stuff, lots of memorabilia, mm-hmm. bunch of giant roosters sitting around outside.
The metal sculpture kind, of course.
Of course. I mean, this is really, really something. What I want to say is just the moral restraint in this room right now. That we're sitting in the bar by ourselves. and we may fear, and the owners may fear, no malfeasance whatsoever. That is the soul of Nebraska tourism, which literally is true. I mean, because you do every once in a while run into situations where you have spaces with, you know, some valuable stuff that are left unattended. We can, as a rule, if you're involved in Nebraska tourism, if you're someone who goes to these places, you can be trusted. We trust each other.
In general, yeah.
If you go to you haven't been to Taylor yet. Up in Taylor, no. Nebraska, where my grandmother did her teaching, town of maybe 200 people, they've got this tourist information bureau. It's this old gas station they've set up with, you know, all the maps, all the information you could want, but no attendant. Mm-hmm. You just go in, and they don't worry about vandalism. They don't worry about anybody tearing the place up or anything. It's okay. You know, people trust each other, and that's really a good part of Nebraska tourism, where this whoever runs the bar, I'm guessing, unlocked and is out doing chores and doesn't have to worry about somebody coming in here and drinking them dry of everything they've got.
No.
Yeah, but no, but just to reiterate what Amy said about the passport, it is fantastic. You get to see stuff from one end of the state to the other. Mm-hmm. All kinds of diversity from a great old west town ranch out in the panhandle that I enjoyed quite a bit last year, to some of the historic forts in the state. Mm-hmm. Several museums, some of them great, some of them hopefully growing toward that. A lot of history, a lot of nature.
Mm-hmm.
Probably one of the best paleontological sites. Mm-hmm. in the world.
In the world, yes.
Yeah, there's 12 million years ago, what's now Yellowstone volcano erupted,
mm-hmm.
buried this whole water hole full of rhinoceros and prehistoric horses, camels, and all this stuff in that inhabit North America. It's been perfectly preserved. Uh-huh. You can't see that anywhere else but Nebraska.
That's right. That was Ash Falls State Park. I'd have to say that was one of my favorite stops this year. That and floating by down the Niobrara River and Fort Robinson were probably the most memorable parts of this year so far. And I think that's about it. Thank you very much, Stu. Next Sunday we will be recording live. Movie chat with the movie night crew about Paint Your Wagon, and I will be sure to get that released this month, I promise, and not just add it to the giant backlog. It's 4:34, so as soon as someone notices we're here, or we hear someone come in, we're going to have some drinks and maybe a little bit of dinner. This has been another episode of Amy Talks About Stuff. Thanks for listening.